There's a debate among parents about when is the appropriate time. What's the appropriate age for kids to start doing things? And it's we're talking things like when should they go to their first sleepover? Okay. I went to my first sleepover. My one girlfriend growing up always had sleepovers for her birthday. I was young.
Yeah.
And a bunch of us would stay at her house.
Yeah, I think Maisie was probably 7 or 8 kind of age. So
the general parenting rule, the expert advice is 11. That seems late, 11?
Mm-hmm. I know that I shouldn't say that she probably knows it all, but she seems to be very well educated in that department. Like, so
in what department?
When you're talking about like that talk, like Maisie said that, you know, we've said to her, you know, my wife said to her before, oh, we should have that talk about like the sex thing and stuff. I know all about that already.
Yeah, Google. Like,
And that's probably it.
Still Googling things.
Do you know what? But that,
and what did he ask?
But that's probably it, because it's not like it used to be. Like, you used to have to wait till a certain grade, and then that would be part of the classes and stuff and that. But now, as you said, like,
we had sex ed, and we were seniors in high school. And we're like, we're good. There's only one person in this room who doesn't know, and it's that one. Just talk directly to that person.
But I think you're right when you say Google. Like, you just Google everything.
Also, when is it okay for girls to wear makeup for the first time?
That's already rolling in my house already.
Daughter's 13. Yeah. The general advice is 15.
Interesting.
I was a sophomore in high school when I was 15, so that seems late as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when it started. I remember when I was... fake nails used to be really cool when I was a kid, and I had to wait until I was in seventh grade to get fake nails, like the acrylic tips put on.
You
always wanted the French manicure, which is now I would never. What a waste! I can't do anything with long nails. I hate the sound of like when nails click when you're typing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really cool when in that age range, when I was seventh grade, and my mom was like, "You have to wait till seventh grade."
Yeah,
I felt so grown in seventh grade.
Yeah, and the same thing again. Like my daughter, she was always a big like nail chewing her nails always. But I've noticed over the last few months, now the nails are all growing and stuff, and she keeps angling to go and get her nails done.
Is there a rule for your, like, when she's allowed to go do things by herself with her friends as far as going to the mall, take a drop to the mall, or concerts?
The mall she's done a couple of times, but only, like, when my wife's been somewhere kind of in the mall as well. Like, she'll go with her friend and say, right, I'll see you in a couple of hours kind of thing. But to drop her off somewhere and then come and pick her up a few hours later in the mall, no, not yet.
It's at 13?
Yeah.
I don't know when I started doing things by myself. I was left alone a lot. My mom will argue that, but it's not true. My friend and I basically raised each other. We were like Lord of the Flies in that house. It's fine. We got each other.
But we're at that point now, like, you know, like if, for argument's sake, like both of us are running late for work or like, you know, we might have a live broadcast going on and my wife might be late at work. Like we're kind of okay with Maisie letting herself in the house now and
she'll hanging be out for a couple few of hours.
Yeah, that's fine.
What are the rules in your house? What are your age ranges for different things? Makeup. When can your daughter first wear makeup? You can tweet at PetchNameEar424 1234 to be part of the show.